Okay, good morning. Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to Overdose and Chill. I can't remember which number, but Raven will forgive me for that. We are broadcasting live on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the usual channels. And as always, feel free to drop in questions. I am very excited about today's chat. I'm not talking about my wonderful fashion, furniture, packaging clients. I've got the amazing ladies from Vush, Fiona, and Chelsea. Big welcome. You are a sexual wellness and sexual toy product brand that we have recently started working with. And I can't wait for today's conversations. But before we jump in, can I ask you both to introduce yourself? Chelsea, I'm going to nominate you first.
Yeah, cool. So my name is Chelsea. I'm the digital and e-commerce manager at Vush. So I manage all of the websites, the paid traffic, and making sure that people come through onto the website, they convert, and have a really good experience with Vush.
Awesome. Fiona, tell me about you. We've worked together a few times now, which
We
is
have.
wonderful.
Yes, we have, Laura. Great to see you again. I head up marketing for Vush. Vush is an exciting brand, really breaking boundaries. And I've got a team of around about 22 that help us achieve that across all areas of marketing. And we're a global brand.
Yeah, I know you are in multiple countries, but I want to talk first about, what is the vision and the mission of Whoosh? And I know, it's 2022 and we're so lucky to be able to talk freely about self-love, self-pleasure, our sexual wellness as women and with partners in whatever type of relationship you're in. And I think it's something that personally not enough women talk about. I'm in my late 30s. It's not often. I think it's starting to change, and I see younger people talk more freely and more openly about it. It's such an important part to your mental and physical well-being. I do definitely agree with that, but I'd love to know how Vush was started and what that vision and mission is and how the company came about.
Well, really, it comes back to the core purpose of the company. And the core purpose is about empowering people to feel great about themselves. It's really simple, it's really strong. We have a gender-neutral voice. So, whilst a lot of our products really appeal to females, we are very aware that a lot of people have different ways that they see themselves and refer to themselves. So, being gender-neutral is really important to us because we're about supporting all people out there globally. The company really came about with the insight that, women really put themselves last at the end of the day. We're there where we're supporting other people, we're time poor, we've got so many things going on with our lives. And really, our mission is about actually helping to raise and elevate the conversation around an area that has been stigmatized in the past. And that conversation is about really looking after yourself, number one, self-care. But extending it to self-pleasure. And it's probably been a topic that has been sort of shunned by society, has been shunned by people, depending on how you've been raised. But it's a really important topic because, as you mentioned, it really talks significantly to mental wellness. It also talks to really tapping into who you are as a person as well, and supporting and understanding yourself better. Really important for us. We want to be known as being the brand that empowers everybody and everybody to make their sexual wellness a priority. And that's really important.
And I suppose we've started working together with Vush mainly in the performance marketing and SEO space, which has been amazing. And SEO is particularly critical for a business like yours because we know, Chelsea, I know when we first started chatting, that whole conversation around ads getting blocked and banned for certain terminology. I believe your content and your creative is some of the most inclusive and beautiful, both organically and what we used in the pay. But maybe let's talk a little bit about, hey, the challenges we face. And I know Vinny and the crew that you're working with are, you know, looking at different options, and we're getting some quite good results. But I find it morally very annoying that of all the crap that is on social media, we're unable, particularly from a female or you know, a non-binary person's perspective, that we're the ones that are getting penalized here when there's so much other awful content readily available and displayed that, again, it's just another one, an area where I believe that the people that need to be communicated to the most are getting penalized to get accurate information about something like this. So, yeah, maybe touch on how we work through that and what you guys do as a brand.
Yeah, so I guess, like, to start off with, paid media and working in the sexual wellness space are not friends in any sense. So it really is an uphill battle that any company in this space faces. I think that what we really need to do and what we're doing internally is just making sure that we understand each platform and really understanding how they operate, because, you know, we do have ads live at the moment, and we love getting ads live and pushing them through. And, you know, with the help of Overdose, but also running ads on Facebook and other platforms, it is quite difficult. Ads are getting rejected 24/7, left and right, and you can't really help it. So you've just got to be really agile and make sure that, how you're operating the paid space is really intelligent, because, just simply pushing an ad live isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Morally, it is a really big pain point that I have. When you look at the noise that's on these platforms, especially social media, like the amount of crap that gets broadcasted on there, and we're not even able to talk about a brand that's, you know, a proper company helping people rediscover themselves and put themselves first, is really painful. And I know a lot of people face this problem in other industries as well, you know, like CBD oil and a lot of other things. So it is just something that we do have to face, but we've got really intelligent teams internally and also utilizing the Overdose team to make sure that we are able to combat that.
Yeah. And I suppose the organic content and the control that you have over that is broader. So maybe talk to me about how you've used ambassadors. I know you've used real people, the storytelling component to, I suppose, how you're getting the product out there, how to use the product. There's a variation in the product, and I know you do period pain ones, which, if you're the team, you guys were really kind and gave us great discount, and I've got a discount code to share with everyone today on one of the products, so we might do that a bit later. But talk to me about how you do that organic engagement and what your influencer or strategy is, whatever you're comfortable talking about, but how you tackle that.
Yeah, okay, I'll step in on that one. I think at the end of the day, there's two key factors for us. One is working with people who actually have the same passion that we have, and that is to share their version of the story and share their version of self-love. And so influencers are really important to us, and that comes down to a nano level right up to a macro level. We have had a brand collaboration, for example, with Abby Chatfield, very successful brand collaboration, who is also aligned to the brand in terms of sharing the message and helping people and women and but people in general to actually feel confident in their own skin. And that's really important, and understanding your body is part of that process. So influencer marketing is really important for us, user generated content, like most brands, most industries, that really sings very strongly, and anyone that actually touches or embraces the brand, be it our end consumers that buy from us, or be it us working with other individuals who are influencers or have their own voice they want to share, it all comes back to the fact that the brand's a brand that people feel that they can connect with. So it comes back to the voice of the brand. It's approachable. It is like a big sister voice. We have like an education angle with it without educating. Yeah. So therefore, it's an angle that people feel really confident in terms of asking questions they wouldn't normally ask their girlfriend or someone in their peer group. And I think one of the key areas that Vush has done a fantastic job with is our organic social in terms of delivering that. Yeah. And we make sure that we really engage with anyone that engages with our channels, be it on Instagram or TikTok, and that at all times we're helping to support that person on their own personal journey. And then, I think, you know,
authenticity is so important, because brands always ask me about organic. And as you know, we're not an organic creative agency, but we've, you know, we collaborate, we talk with our clients around the importance of it, and authenticity is the biggest one. And there are so many people that just don't nail it. And if I'm asked now, since working with you guys, give me a great example, I'm like, go check out Vush, because they are legitimately talking to people with purpose, with meaning. You're not talking down, you're not talking sideways, you're direct, and it is open to how everyone's self-love and everyone's form of pleasure is different, right? And everyone's in different kinds of relationships, or whether you're single. So I think you've nailed that incredibly well. And I suppose, you know, even putting aside people like Abby, just that everyday person, the user-generated content and stuff like that has been massive.
Absolutely massive. And for us, you know, our blog content's really important as well, and that's another way that we can help inform and educate, and then amplify that on other platforms. So that's another key strategy that we're very focused on. It is authentic from our side of things. We have got a sex expert that we have within our team, which is really exciting as well. And, you know, as a brand, we've sort of broadened even out of, you know, like, what does sexual wellness mean? That's a question we ask ourselves all the time. And, you know, when it comes down to it, it's a combination of both the emotions that you deliver and the pleasure that you get out of it. But there's also the other side related to sexual wellness, and that's related to, you know, pain, for example. And that's why very recently we launched our Aura pain relief device, which uses electro pulses. It's very cool, very fashionable, and it's really designed for young people who have any period pain conditions or really bad period pain to actually feel confident and get on with their life. And that's what our brand's about. It's about helping people to look after themselves, look after their sexual wellness, and to actually elevate their mood. Whether it's out of pain or whether it's out of pleasure, as being the end result, and embrace life to the fullest. Yeah. So, you know, sexual wellness to us is very holistic, and it's got a bit of a beauty lens as well.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's so nice to be working with a suite of products and a brand that it's not about selling a consumable. It is actually selling a lifestyle change or an improvement, which I think is a genuinely beautiful thing. Like, I know, even had I announced, I've been in this industry for a while, and getting the day when you know you and I signed up to work together again and announcing it to the team, very rarely do I get as many people volunteering to work on an account as I got with you guys. And just the reaction in the office, I was actually physically in the office the day we officially started working together, and there was about 20 of us there, and everyone celebrated it, talked openly, can I work on it? You know, some of the people that have got copywriting background are like, you know, mainly women are like, this should come from a women team, Laura. We need to make sure we understand what we're writing about. And I was like, yes, totally. But I've got nearly 50-50 in the Melbourne team between men and women, which is wonderful. Mm. But I know you've worked with some of our great men who are on the account as well. So I feel like just the shift in being in a workplace, announcing something like that, having so many people put their hand up and want to, that wouldn't have happened, I don't believe, even 6-7 years ago. So that openness to be, you know, to speak freely and genuinely want to connect and work in that space, I think is something that society has come a long way in. But I do believe, you know, even going back to that frustration and the moral side of things with you, Chelsea, it's like there's still a long way to go. And I think there'll be a lot of young women and men, obviously, and non-binary people coming up through high school and starting their life and sexual discovery, that brands like this and having access to this content via TikTok and Instagram and everywhere, it's incredibly powerful.
Yeah. And I think like all of our messaging is also really educational as well. And that's something like one of our main pillars that we try to work on. Like we have our blog that Fee mentioned, and we have a sexpert internally that works on that. And a lot of the content that she pushes out is so intelligent. Like I'm always reading it because I actually find it really interesting, even though I work in this space. So that's also really important to us, is just making sure that yes, we're catering to those people from every facet of life, but we're also educating them and providing that additional value, because we don't want to just sell products. We want to, you know, create a community and build a brand, which I think we've done really well. And so we're just using these extra pillars to try and support that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you look at your target audiences, and I know the whole, you know, the underlying factor is to be super inclusive, and this really is for anybody and everybody, but is there, obviously there's demographics or age groups that are stronger, but is there areas or focus areas that you want to develop and expand and grow that community as a brand? Like, do you have target areas that you're looking at or considering that you want to delve into and connect with and bring them into the Vush family?
Look, it's probably less demographic driven. I mean, the brand voice is very millennial as a voice. And that won't change. And that voice will appeal to people who are Gen X and will appeal to people who are Gen Zs. And, you know, we're learning to adapt how we actually take the message so it's got that bit of broader appeal without losing the essence of it. In terms of location, it doesn't come back to location. To us, it's more about a mindset. That's the key thing. And, you know, what we do differently to other brands out there that operate in this category is that we actually make it easy for anyone that's a novice or a beginner to actually consider and tap into this space. So for us, it's more the psychographic side of things that's really important. And it's about really coming back to understanding, well, what's the core perspective that the individual has, and how do we talk to that individual in a way that appeals and makes sense and gives a solution. You know, I said we're a global brand. We're primarily a D2C brand, but we are a B2B brand as well. We've been really successful in getting distribution globally. So we've just got into Saks Fifth Avenue, which is fantastic. Wow. Amazing. With their online offering. We're in Cotton On. So we're in really, really, really great distribution channels that are open to expanding as well. And I think that's critical as well. We're not just operating in our own space or in a distribution channel that's quite for adults only. We are actually helping expand.
And I think that because it is a huge industry, you know, the adult space industry, it's massive. And I think the point you made before is, you know, appealing to the novice or people that are keen to just start considering it is really important, because if you look at some of your competitors or the way other brands go about it, in my mind, it can be intimidating if it's not something you've done before, you haven't considered self-love. So Vush does do that beautifully. And I think seeing it in places like Cotton On and Saks, that's incredibly powerful for an everyday person that is a novice, because it makes that connection and it, I suppose, destigmatizes what shouldn't have any stigma around it at all. But it does. These are things that are very, very smart as a brand, but it also plays back to how you're genuinely connecting with your community and just trying to make it easier for people to make that discovery and go on that journey, if you like.
I think what we're like, what our team has done really well is create a journey for our customers as well. You know, we've got those entry-level products. We've got, you know, really accessible products for people to come in and start exploring. But then we also have products that help our customers who are, you know, are a little bit more advanced as well. And so what we've noticed is that because of our product range and because of our education pieces that we provide our customers, a lot of the customers come to us at the very start and then they continue purchasing our products as they become more advanced, which I think is the best part about it, because then it means that what we're doing is speaking to them, they're becoming more educated, and kind of really speaking to that big sister role that we want to play, is that we're, you know, holding their hand through the entire process. And I think that's really special for a brand, especially as a performance marketer. Like, sometimes performance marketing is all about money.
It is. You know, like I'm constantly saying this to everybody is, you know, I'm running an e-commerce agency. Yeah. My whole existence is about selling stuff to people. Yeah. And sometimes that can feel a little bit soulless. It's certainly exciting. It's certainly measurable. You know when you're getting it right and you know when you're getting it wrong. I think it's a really intelligent way and strategic way, whilst still being connected to your brand, is to take people on that journey. Because at the end of the day, if the range or you weren't evolving with a person, that product or repeat purchase or longevity or customer lifetime value would be a lot lower, because I know the product quality and so, you know, are going to last a period of time. But to have a journey and steps to go through if you want to, you know, look at things and get a different version, then that's pretty cool as well. Can we touch on product development? And, you know, I don't want to broach anything that's commercially sensitive, but, you know, how do you go, what is the process of making a sex toy or evolving it or doing a 2.0 version? I was sitting last night, because I've been excited about this all week, and I was thinking, I wonder how they work out how to make these, you know, devices. And I'd love to, I'm sure everyone would love
it. It's a great question, Laura, but it's no different to any other brand's product development process. It's understanding your consumer. It's doing market research. And one of the things that we've implemented is really doing ongoing market research with any customers, so we can sort of explore new areas or understand her mindset. So market research is really key. We've got an in-house designer who does our designs of all of our molds. We work with third parties to help us with the technology behind the products. And for us, it's about how do we Vushify it? It is not to be intimidating at all. Vush is not intimidating. Vush is approachable. Vush is fun. Yeah. I mean, you know, and so how do we put that flavor in terms of the look and feel of the product and that design process? And that's pretty much what we do in terms of creating any new product. And, you know, I said before, we have a bit of a beauty lens. Even products like Aura, which is the period pain device I mentioned earlier, that's got a bit of a fashion lens to it. Any other machine device that has helped with pain relief, like a TENS machine, they've got cords, they've got strings, they've
black,
got
ugly, they're coming.
Exactly, all that sort of thing. And for us, it's about bringing beauty to the product, and it's about having an aesthetic that meets Vush, and that comes to the team internally doing a fantastic job.
They do an incredible job. Yeah, and we talked a little bit about the user-generated content and product reviews, and I know you guys are on Shopify platform and you're in multiple regions, but what's that post-purchase journey like? Like, are you sort of automating that? Are you inviting people at a certain time to leave their review, get their feedback? And I presume that obviously helps with on-site and the consumer choices when a new customer is coming to the site, but it's also informing that product development. Did you want to talk a little bit about how that post-purchase flow is working and what you're using and how important that is? And do you find most people that purchase a product are happy to provide that feedback and give a review?
Yeah, absolutely. Reviews are critical. It is, you know, we've got about 10,000 reviews on our, we've got two websites, Vush Wellness and Vush Stimulation. So, you know, as a brand, done a fantastic job. And yes, we automate it all. It's all post-purchase. And we send out emails to anyone that's purchased to encourage them to tell us their story and their experience. We don't incentivize at all. It is, again, all authentic. And it comes back to, I guess, the voice and the language that we use when we do reach out to anyone that has purchased and encourage them to share, you know, what they think of the product, why they're using the product, the experience that they're having, so that we can get that authenticity. And I think that just comes back to just, you know, going through the process. We will repurpose reviews on our social media sites. So I think that's really positive for people. And yeah, we know reviews are really important. And for us, it's about making sure our products deliver and that anyone that purchases, they've bought into the overall mindset of why they're buying it. So it's just a win-win situation throughout.
Yeah. And I honestly am struggling to think of a vertical where reviews are more powerful than this space. And you know, we constantly talk about reviews with our clients, whether it's bulk toilet paper with one of our big packaging clients or a pair of boots or whatever it might be. Now, still, again, really important, people want to read reviews, but in this space, and I know particularly with women and my friend groups and people I speak to, sharing a review or reviewing a review when making a purchase decision like this is almost, you know, the second step that they're taking. So I think it's a really interesting consideration from a commerce perspective, is how that plays into the purchasing journey, you know, how you're repurposing it and how it's displayed on site, because I do think it's number one or number two in that conversion optimization piece that you're always considering. I mean, you'd see it, Chelsea, with the behavior on site and stuff.
Yeah. I think reviews are like Fee said, they're just so critical. And when you read the reviews that we do get, they're so glowing. And it just, when you read it, it just makes you happy. And it makes you feel like, you know, what you're doing is really positive. And I think as a performance marketer, something that's of massive value is actually sitting in those reviews and camping out, reading all of them, making sure that you use the terminology that those people are using, because then you just become more relatable as a brand. And then that's really important when it comes to ads. Like, you know, if I'm writing copy for ads, for example, I'm camping out in the reviews, trying to figure out what these people are saying, what they want to talk about, the terminology they use. And then that just helps the conversion rate, the overall performance of the ads. So reviews are heavily important.
Not diluting anything. I think too many brands dilute the core or the essence of what they're getting from their customers because they think it needs to be more palatable or it needs to be more polished, it needs to be shinier. But at the end of the day, with the sheer amount of choice consumers have in pretty much every element of our life, if you're not being raw and potent, it's going to be harder as a brand to keep those people genuinely and deeply connected and finding you in the first place, because particularly millennials and below, like I'm even staggered with how my daughters and stepsons search and find things, and it's it blows my mind, and that they're only getting smarter. Consumers, you know, each buy they're getting smarter and smarter, so that ability to have that rawness and use that in your content, I think is, very, very, very powerful.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. People on social media or any type of advertising platform or even organic, they're not dumb. Like, they can genuinely see when a brand is trying to sell to them and when they're trying to be authentic. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's why we just, everything we do is about being authentic and providing value and education at first.
And what are you finding are your most important platforms to communicate? I presume it may be slightly different, but you mentioned TikTok before. Like, how are you tackling your TikTok? Because we've got clients just considering it now, and a lot of new adopters, because it is new and it comes from a different space. And I think it's a very exciting channel. But I'd love to hear what you can share with me and how you're tackling your TikTok strategy.
I would say from a paid perspective, like all of our channels are really important, but they all speak to a different type of market. Like Facebook is a very cold, cold audience. Majority of them haven't really heard of Whoosh before, and that's why we love being able to advertise on Facebook and actually get ads live, because we can reach out to new audiences. But then when it comes to things like TikTok, that is a very different type of audience. Yes, it is cold, but it is going to be more of a younger age demographic. And I think that our team internally speaks to that demographic extremely well through TikTok from an organic perspective. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that, Chelsea. Definitely the organic side of TikTok is where we're getting traction. We're still learning, if I'm really honest. I think TikTok's a platform that changes very, very, very quickly. Trends and whatever the latest trend is in terms of sounds or whatever it is, it's a hit or miss in terms of interpreting that trend and then trying to create some content that's relevant to your product category and your message. Can be a hit or miss.
Yeah, but I think the speed too in which it's changing. And I read a meme the other day. It's like people in their 30s just look at Instagram reels too, because I don't have TikTok to see what was trending 2 weeks ago on TikTok. And I'll see my kids do a dance or like humming a song that, and then 2 weeks later I hear it and I was like, oh, that's what they were saying. No one's meant to even have TikTok in the house, but they find ways around it through TikTok reels on YouTube and stuff like that. So I do think it's one of the biggest challenges for brands is to get that speed, because we're all busy. That content creation piece is hard enough when you've got like months or you've got your marketing calendar running, but it literally changes on a 7-day cycle with what is trending the sound stuff and the music and it's insane.
Look, I agree. But we're still figuring it out. So we know trends work. It's just how do we interpret them and are we doing it quick enough? We know anything around relatability works. Again, it's about how do we deliver that message that gets the response. For us, it's trial and error really more than anything. And, you know, we do some videos and they don't really deliver. Other videos, great. You know, something about it just sort of, you know, had that connection point. But I think with TikTok, it's all about being authentic at the end of the day. Yeah. So, you know,
and relatability, because most of the successful stuff or the stuff that goes viral, you watch it and you're like, oh, lol, you know, like I've always said stuff to my husband. I'm like, well, look, it's us, you know, like that relatability component. If you were to name one thing that it had to be, it's that.
Exactly. And it's a handful of seconds really as well. So if you don't get someone in those first few seconds, they just move on really quickly.
The attention spans are declining. The intelligence is going up, but the attention spans are coming down.
So trial and error for us, but definitely a platform that we want to continue to develop and grow.
Yep, amazing. Well, I've really loved this chat. It's been very refreshing, and I think we at Overdose Melbourne feel very grateful and pleased we get the opportunity to work with such a wonderful brand servicing such an amazing growing community. I think your team is very clever and genuinely incredible to work with. Everyone that's listening, and I know we've shared this with the team as well, the crew at Whoosh have been very generous and are offering an amazing discount code on their hero product, the Empress 2. All you need to do is go to that product page in any of the regions that they're in and type out Overdose and Chill, all with letters, and you'll get an amazing discount of 30%, which is a bargain way to get one of their biggest selling and best products. Ladies, I really appreciate your time as always, and I hope you enjoyed the chat, and I can't wait to continue to work together.
Thanks for having us. It's been fun.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Laura. It's been wonderful working with the Overdose team again. Brilliant team and a lot of positive energy and great ideas and very strategic. So thank you so much. I think that Chelsea and I have absolutely loved working with you over the last few months. Yep. And we look forward to hitting some big wins going forward.
Amazing. Thank you, ladies. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.